don't push my button, please.
Time for a fun little baby. Time for a fun little baby.
What time?
Time for a fun little baby.
Time for the fun. No, I meant like it's time.
No, no, I was looking at the time.
Time for a fun little baby. So my college, no responsibilities for the morning.
It's time for the ready to unload fun load. Fun load. Oh, PJ, you're feeding back. Darn it. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Why is that happening?
I think you need to be on mute, Steve.
Yes. What?
You need to be on mute. What? You need to mute your FaceTime or Uru or...
I'm not on any of those things.
Okay. FaceTime you are. I'm looking at you.
Yeah, but PJ's not.
But you just mute something.
Mute something resembling anything.
Just make sure you've muted whatever you need to mute.
Everything is muted.
PJ's back.
How about now?
Nope.
Nope.
Yep.
Yep.
Nope.
What?
Nope.
What does?
There's
what
like
does
a
3 second
delay.
It's on your end.
Come on.
It's not on.
I'll be right back.
How come I end? Anyway.
Oh, no, it's PJ. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's got to be on PJ's end.
I retract that statement.
Thank you. I will accept your retraction.
That's not, yeah.
The one of the things I want to talk about on the fun load tonight, buddy, is...
On the fun load or in the fun load?
During the fun load.
Okay.
Over Macho Grande. No, I don't think I'll ever be over Macho Grande. Those wounds run pretty deep.
Come on!
Yes. There you go. Fixed it. Hi.
This is my only line.
This is the landline.
This is my only line.
I wanted to... we could do game shows in a minute. Peach, I started listening to Serial.
Game shows?
Stay with me. I know it's late. I started listening to Serial. Did you hear what I said? I'm 6 episodes into Serial.
Please do not say anything about it.
I'm not going to give away a blessed thing.
Please, I have yet to start it.
I'm not going to give away
anything. Can you believe she was pregnant the whole time?
That doesn't happen.
Who, Dr. Drew Stafford?
Dr. Drew Stafford. The blind in one eye neurologist. And brain
like
surgeon?
The quarterback of the Detroit Lions.
Who's the quarterback of the Detroit Lions?
I think he's a brain
so
surgeon.
So in a non-spoiler fashion, tell me about your Serial experience.
I think the one thing that you said was spot on. The idea of the rhetorical meandering questions. But that's true of all NPR shows.
Oh, it's maddening.
Yeah. What did you call them the other day? What did you call them the other day?
I called them. They're just they're hanging questions.
Right, like passive aggressive hanging questions or something like that.
Yeah,
that was great. Like every NPR show is like, and did I really think that everything was going to be okay? And should I really have thought that? Dun, 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 on the next Serial.
Did either
next
of
week
you
we'll
see...
talk to a dentist who thinks maybe not.
Did either of you see the spoof on Saturday Night Live?
I haven't watched it because I was afraid
that
it was spoiler.
That was brilliant.
Okay, because everybody who has listened to the podcast that has seen the spoof said it was like spot on.
But I'm afraid that's a spoiler. I haven't watched it.
It was unbelievably good. No, it was just really making fun of the tone of the show.
Right. The tone takes some getting used to. Cal, I really need you to start listening to this.
Okay, I'll
it's,
be right back.
It's we'll wait. It's really a quick listen. Like I'm 6. What were there? 10 episodes, Peach?
There are 12 episodes.
12 episodes.
Some of them approach an hour, but some of them are also like 26 minutes.
Yeah, and there's a bunch that are like 27 minutes. Or like you can,
yeah.
you
like
can,
our show.
That's a lot like our show.
Right. They have no idea when they're going to start or end, basically.
I'm actually going to, I think on this one, guys, I'm going to put the front on this and make that the entire fun load. Might have to do the half hour open. Make that the beginning of the fun load. Anyway, but it's really strange. Look, we listen to a lot of podcasts, right? We've been listening to a lot of podcasts for a long time, and I sort of wanted to ask you guys just for your best podcasts of the year.
Starting to endanger my marriage, the amount of podcasts I've started listening.
Well, I don't read anymore. I don't read books anymore.
Oh, come on.
I mean, it's completely replaced my – well, it has. The only time I have a chance to read books is on my commute. And on my commute, I listen to podcasts.
Yeah, but don't you listen to podcasts at work too?
No, I can't.
You can't?
Can't do it. Nope. Okay. Can't do it. I can't because it's like watching a TV show. Like I can't.
Right.
I can't focus. I can't read anything while I'm listening to a podcast. But Serial's a totally different experience, Cal. It really takes some getting used to. And I don't even think I like it a ton, but I am intrigued by it. I just want to see where it ends.
Okay.
But I don't think they really had me until episode 6. Which really doesn't take long to get to, because three of those episodes are like 27 minutes, 36 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Like go ahead.
I want to be careful. I don't want to spoil it for Cal, but I think there's different ways that you can approach listening to it where you would find it compelling.
Right.
Like, I kind of...
That's true.
It kind of grabbed me, not even for the content of what she was investigating, but it grabbed me just as, here's this person who's going to delve into something really deep, so let me give it a listen.
Well, did you know about it before you started listening to it?
I had no idea what it was about. I just knew that I knew the title.
See, same with me. Like, I had no idea what it was.
Yeah.
Or what it is.
Now I know it's an investigation.
Yeah, it's I knew that much.
To This American Life, that was real. That was it.
I didn't even know that. You know. I didn't even know that it was a part of NPR or, you know, This American Life or whatever. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Cal, I'll be really interested to get your take on it, and I'll likely be done with it by next week. So you know, get off your ass. Is what I'm trying to say.
I'm working on it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But it does bring me to the question of your guys' favorite podcasts from this year. Like, do you have a couple that stand out, or a couple episodes or whatever that stand out of any particular podcast? I got to go with mine is the Comedy Bang Bang, the Horatio Sands and Tim Meadows.
That is such
that was
program.
That was this year, right?
Which one was that?
The Beef Over. The Izzy Stradlin one.
that
was this year, right?
That was this year.
That was my favorite, probably my favorite Comedy Bang Bang of the year.
I think it was this year.
Yeah. I think so. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, because the Werner Herzog and Ben Schwartz one was last year.
Last year, yes. Which was my favorite of
which was
last
the best
year.
One last year.
Yeah. Tremendous. Marin had a bunch that I really liked. Marin had a bunch of interviews that I really liked. But that Horatio Sands Tim Meadows one, I don't know what number Comedy Bang Bang that is, but the with Izzy Stradlin is just it's phenomenal.
Was that Izzy Stradlin or Aaron Neville?
No, it's when he had the Izzy Stradlin, he was like a roadie or whatever. Horatio Sands, and he hangs out with Izzy Stradlin, and they had a beef over his dog or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The dog biting him, and Izzy Stradlin eventually just says beef over. Like when he forgives him, he just said
right.
to me, beef over, man. Beef over.
Yeah.
That's got to be my favorite. We're going to lose the live feed in a minute here, so if anybody is still listening live, thank you very much. Go to rtusports.com. See you from Chicago. And get yourself a sausage and subscribe to the podcast. Yeah, go check that out. And please subscribe to RTU Sports in iTunes. Okay. PJ, you got a favorite podcast of the year?
I really liked Mark Maron's interview with Jack Antonoff.
Yeah.
Because that was a guy I was prepared to really not like that guy.
Right.
And he won me over. It was an in-depth interview. They got into some deep, dark stuff. And whenever Maron kind of can peel the onion on a musician,
right,
I find that great. But that wasn't my favorite. My favorite podcast of the year has been The Nerdist.
Okay.
Chris Hardwick.
Yeah.
Chris Hardwick has come into his own as a different style, long form interviewer. And he has gotten some really great interviews with some unlikely actors. Again, where you don't expect to dive into these people, and they say some really profound stuff that I don't think could have been needled out of them by any other person except by this guy's style and how he does it. I think I talked to you about the one with Michael Ironside.
Yep.
That was just crazy good. And even just how he got inside John Cleese a little bit, and there's a couple more that aren't jumping to my brain. But overall, for me, the best podcast this year was The Nerdist.
Okay,
that's a good one.
How about you, Cal?
That's a good one.
Well, podcast this year, what did I listen to? I listened to Comedy Bang Bang. I listen to The Nerdist. I listen to Mark Maron. Those are my three.
So I like all of those, okay?
I like that, but those are the three that I listen to, you know? One that sticks out this year? I don't know. Maron did one with the comedian Maria Bamford.
Yes.
Was that this year or last year?
Last year.
Okay, so then that's not good.
By the way, the Horatio Sanz one was last year, too.
It was. It wasn't this year.
Yeah. It was last year. Okay. I'm looking through this
archiving.
Year. And I'm looking through this year, and there's some great ones.
Actually, can I propose to Cal what his actual favorite podcast episode was?
I wish you would.
By all means.
I believe your favorite podcast episode was the RTU Fun Load entitled Yiddish.
That was a good one.
That is a very, very good one.
I'm not sure if that was my favorite.
Oh, darn.
But it was a good one.
Wow, that's... Oh, I would have to say my favorite Comedy Bang Bang has to be the Weird Al Yankovic, Paul F. Tompkins, as Alan Thicke from this year.
Oh, that was this year.
Yeah.
This is it.
When I was on Pains. We just called it Pains. That was pretty tremendous. I listened to... I'm going to be really interested for your take on Serial, Cal. I really am.
I'm dying to listen to it, and I just haven't had a chance to start it, but I have a feeling that once I start listening to it, I'm going to plow right through it.
Yeah. Let's stay with this. Give me your TV show of the year.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Why not? Why not? We can't do that? That's no good?
It's time for the wrap-up. I mean, it's time for the year-end wrap-up. You got
to
do
it's
this.
It's time for the year-end review.
This would be the time to do it.
RTU year-end review. Let's do it. TV show of the year.
Didn't watch a lot of TV.
PJ has two. I have one. It's got to be True Detective. Gotta be. It's just it was tremendous, and I didn't watch a lot of other
comedy.
Okay, do that. Give me a drama and a comedy.
Well, not a dramedy.
Not a dramedy.
I don't watch dramedies.
30 something.
I'm above them.
You're
drama for me is
them.
True Detective, and comedy for me was Silicon Valley. I thought that was hilarious.
Yep, I got the same. I got the same.
Get out of here.
Silicon
Valley. Let's be friends.
Why can't we be friends? Granted, I did not watch nearly as much television as you did, but because you with the older children. But Silicon Valley was great, very, very good.
And it was renewed, so I'm very happy about that.
Yep, coming back for season two. I will give a shout out to The Newsroom, though. I really like season three. I did not care for House of Cards at all. I don't know.
Well, not a fan of that one?
Not, I don't know who would watch that show.
Wow.
Garbage.
I like
Let's not forget The Leftovers and The Existential Terror.
Yeah. I'm trying desperately to forget The Leftovers. So as not to have another existential midlife crisis.
It was renewed as well, so I think you better catch up.
Super. You know what would be great is just to bring me in as a series regular. Then I would not have a problem with the show anymore.
I encourage you to go back to it.
That's right. There's no chance I'm watching the rest of that show. No chance. There's no chance. And if you like me and you care about me, you will let me not watch the rest of that show.
Of course.
I feel like you don't care about me.
Does that mean we can't watch
it? Of course I care. Of course I care. I do not want you to be kept up nights in cold sweats. But that's why I think you need to get to the end.
You almost went Dr. Seuss there. Of course I care. I do. But that is why I urge you to get to the end, he said. To get to the end.
Calvin tried to tell us his episode and we keep cutting him off.
When they're all dead. See, I had the finish there. Cal, what was your TV of the year?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
You like that show, do you?
I really do like that show. I'm sorry.
Why are you apologizing? It's a good show.
I feel like maybe I need to, but...
It's a good show.
I like it. I think it's smart. I think Andy Samberg has developed into way more than I ever thought he would.
It's fair.
And it's nice to see.
Good for him.
Yeah.
How do you enjoy Andre Brower being a straight man on that show?
Oh, he's perfect.
I think he's perfect. Yeah, I think he's really found a thing.
Except that he's not straight; he's gay.
Oh,
no.
Spoiler alert! I've never seen the show, and you ruined it.
Yeah, you're gonna watch it.
Now you ruined it.
And nothing's ruined. You ruined cereal for me, so
we didn't ruin it. We didn't ruin it.
It was an investigation, you said.
Hey, listen, you want me to ruin it? I'll ruin it right now.
Types of cereal.
Oh, I can get on board with that.
And is Captain Crunch really a captain?
Let me... dun, 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 on the next cereal.
The music is infuriatingly good.
It's very, very good. Was Toucan Sam a toucan? And why was I asking myself these questions on the next serial? All right, favorite movie? I didn't see anything. I didn't see a thing, boys. I didn't see a thing.
My favorite movie was... go ahead, PJ, I'm sorry.
No, I need to be reminded of what came out. I'm in the same boat. I saw movies, but I can't remember any.
Gosh. The Box Trolls? I mean, that might have been...
That was really cool.
It was interesting. And then the other one that was based on the... on Dia de la Muerta.
Whoa. Settle down, big guy.
What was the name of it? Oh. There's another one. That was the one with... what's his face?
Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, I never saw it.
Is that a true story?
That's a true story. I never saw it.
Peach, did you see Guardians of the Galaxy?
I have now seen it 10 times.
Has anyone seen Birdman?
The Birdman?
Correct. That's the one.
No. That's the one with Michael Keaton, right?
Yes. I'm really dying to see that.
Have not seen it.
How about, would you say Guardians of the Galaxy, Peach, for your movie of the year?
No. I enjoy how much my kids like it.
Right.
On a 5-star scale, I give it 3.5, and, you know, it's fine. It was fun.
How about Foxcatcher? All right, you see that?
Ooh, that looks like a good one. I haven't seen it.
That looks very, very good.
I don't know if I could watch The Creeping. Ah,
oh.
Who am I kidding? I
you
can't wait
you
to
love,
see
you,
that.
You, you yeah. love The Creepy. What's the
yeah.
matter with you? I really wanted to see Boyhood. Did anybody see Boyhood?
No, I felt like that was going to be a little too deep.
The Richard Linklater with the literally following the kid 13 years of
right.
his life.
Right.
A movie yeah. made over 13 years. 2 hours
Grand Budapest Hotel.
I, Grand very Budapest good. Hotel I did see good. That. Yep, I did see it. Very good. I enjoyed it. Thoroughly.
I feel
that
like I really...
It.
What?
What did you say?
For me, that may be it as far as recent movies.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything from Netflix and, DVDs through the mail still. I'm way behind. I've got Django Unchained
oh boy.
On my counter right now.
Give me your music of the year, Peach.
Budos Band. That was the find of the year.
Wow. What?
The Budos Band is a 9-piece funkadelic horn section with, electric guitar and bass backing it.
Oh, boy.
It's movie music written for, like, 5 sequences from Tarantino films.
Oh.
But there's just 9 guys from Brooklyn and Staten Island.
Oh, did not
it's
see
just,
that coming.
It's so good. It's so, I can't even tell you how good it is. It's so good.
Really?
Yeah.
You can tell
Budos
us.
Band.
Yeah, it's okay. You can tell us.
It's that good. There, I've said.
You, I feel like you're holding out on us, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
Thought we were friends. Cal, do you have any music of the year? Bruno Mars, I would bet, right? That was some that was some show.
I think I get a bad rap for the music that I like.
You don't get a bad rap. You get
I like bad rap. That's the type of music I like.
Hold on. Your co-host last week stood there and was trying to tell me that Adam Levine is writing songs as well as Stevie Wonder.
No, that's not what he said.
You're in no danger.
That's not what I said.
Tell me what
wow,
you said.
Wow, I feel like the head coach of the Jets here. Take it easy, Manesh Mehta.
There is no head coach of the Jets right now.
That's a good point. The ex-head coach of the Jets. I said that some of the songs from Maroon 5 sound like Stevie Wonder songs to me. I.e. Oh, no, I.E. is wrong. Meaning that...
E.G.?
P.G. Wodehouse... They are ripping off Stevie Wonder. They're doing nice Stevie Wonder ripoffs. That's what I meant. I didn't say that their songs were as good as Stevie Wonder's.
I don't know. You were being pretty positive and in their column when you
check
were talking
the tower
about
logs.
Them.
All right, check the tower logs.
You said this love, and you started singing it, and you said that's a Stevie Wonder song.
It sounds like a Stevie Wonder song to me. That means that they're ripping off Stevie Wonder. Nothing wrong with that. Was Oasis derivative of the Beatles? I rest
no.
my case.
Oasis? Come on.
There's actually no evidence that they've even heard the Beatles. I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you trying to suggest to me that the band Oasis molded themselves in the manner of the Beatles?
I would never suggest such a thing.
Tried to sound like them.
Except that's exactly what I'm suggesting.
I wouldn't say that because I think the Gallagher brothers would come and beat the snot out of me. They're violent people.
Look, if you couldn't take a Gallagher brother, come on, you're from Staten Island. Come on.
I feel like all you'd have to do is bring a watermelon.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you did there, Cal. You tied it all together.
Is he not one of them? He's not one of the
He's not one of the Gallagher brothers I think we're referring to.
I'm thinking of different Gallagher brothers.
I think if Noel or Liam can kick your ass, you got a little bit of a problem. I mean, come on. If the two British guys, Noel and Liam,
I'm afraid of being jumped
by a couple of British toughs.
Hooligans.
They're hooligans.
Hooligans.
They're the Gallagher brothers from Oasis. Come on. I could probably beat up one of them while I'm holding the other one, like, you know, like the cartoon style. Like my left arm is like holding Noel back while he's swinging furiously at me, and I'm keeping him at a distance with my left arm, and I'm hitting Liam repeatedly with my right. Come on. Come on.
So what music does Cal like?
You like
the top 40 of the year? Is that the...
No. Well, I mean, that's mostly what I listen to because I have tween girls in the house, so basically all I hear is that stuff. But when I do have the ability to go into the car and listen to my own stuff, I recently discovered a band called Walk the Moon. They're a fun... They're a fun alternative band with like an 80s sound.
Walk the Moon?
Yes.
What?
Walk the Moon. Do you know them?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready to go in. I'm ready to go in on this band right now.
Yeah, you
look
just...
Look them up. They're fun. They're not changing the world with their music.
They're the band Fun? I think there's one of those already.
Similar to the band Fun. Very similar. Fun is done because Bleachers has taken off this year.
Was Fun one and done?
That's the aforementioned Jack Antonoff.
Yes. Yeah. Was Fun one and done?
They had their fun.
Two and done.
Now they're done. Two and done. They derived from the band called The Format before they were Fun.
Wow. Okay.
Lesson
Thanks.
For you.
Thanks, Rolling Stone. Okay.
The Format.
And playing the part of Spin tonight will be Brian Kelby.
I've got to listen to that. Now, what's
Thank
wrong
you.
With a little
Thank
rock
you,
education?
Jan. Thank you, Jan Werner. Very good. Good
Whatever.
Job.
By the way, you know since what? You've got tween girls, has Austin Mahone invaded your house yet?
Yeah, literally. I asked him to leave. He was very uncomfortable. He came in with that ski cap on.
What's he doing on my couch?
No, Austin Mahone. No, they're not. They're not into Austin Mahone. They are
invaded your house. Allison's like, do we have to feed this guy too? Jeez,
so much. He's a growing boy.
Yeah.
Shawn Mendes is the hot name right now.
Okay.
Shawn Mendes.
Mendes
in the house.
All these internet sensations who don't really have record deals.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Shawn
they're
Mendes,
making me crazy.
What does she say?
Shawn
did
Mendes.
Did you just say Jamaican me crazy? Because it sounded like you did. I'm going to request that any time you say you're making me crazy, you say Jamaican me. Please.
That's one of my favorite K cups, by the way.
Jamaican me crazy.
There's another fun band called The Vamps that the girls seem to like. You know about
How
Vamps?
How about Cimarelli?
Cimarelli, that's another one. Group of California girl siblings.
Oh, boy.
I know
a girl, a group of relentless sisters.
They are. They just keep
just
on coming.
Just won't stop singing. They just won't stop singing. They've got a new song every week. Oh. They do covers of everything that's ever been done. And they
and there's
won't
like,
stop.
Well, there's like 13 of them, too. So like you turn
like
around, there's another one. Yeah, she's singing. And then you get a break, and you turn, and they're all coming in the door.
Lousy
Cimarelli number 8.
We're lousy with
right.
the Cimarellis. We're lousy with them. You can't spit
well,
without hitting a Cimarelli.
They're like between 9 and 25.
every
and
age is represented.
You're starting to get the feeling that maybe the 25-year-old really just wants to go out and get a job, but the others won't let her leave.
Sounds like a cult.
Like a reluctant Osmond.
That's a great band name. The Reluctant Osmonds. I don't know from any of these bands or musical acts.
You're spared.
R5 is another one.
R5?
Yep. That's another family band of Lynches.
Of who?
The Lynches.
If you've ever watched Austin and Ally.
Lynch?
No. There's a hit show on the Disney Channel.
Right.
Called Austin and Ally, where, of course...
I'm sorry.
A teenager becomes a rock star by picking up a guitar and saying, I want to be famous. And then someone puts him on the internet, and oh boy, he is.
Okay.
Except the secret to his success is the girl that writes the songs for him.
Right.
Right. So Aaron Sorkin is writing this.
Yes.
Because a man is being propped up by a woman.
Absolutely.
Well, a boy
so that guy, that actor's family also has a band. And now
sure.
He's sort of forced that into existence as well.
R5. I see. 5 Seconds of Summer, another great one this year.
5 Seconds of Summer? Is that a song?
Yeah.
No, that's a band.
Song
I think
about
they're an
hanging out in your underwear, right?
I think they're an Australian band. Yeah, she looks so perfect. That's the song.
Right, in her American Apparel underwear.
Right.
5 Seconds of Summer.
Yeah, my daughter loves that.
Yep.
5SOS. Just go to Hot Topic and ask if they have any 5SOS.
Oh, my gosh.
5SOS. One Direction, obviously. You know, Steve, you know One Direction.
Yes, I do. Okay. Well, I know them. You know why I know them? From Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah?
Because they did a bunch of songs. You know, Sesame Street employs all these sort of hot artists. They've been doing this for a few years. I told you guys this.
Yes.
Either doing a modified cover of their song or doing an original song. And One Direction has one that Casey just loves. Nothing is as good as Train's song with the Count and Elmo. We were counting, finding the amount. We counted up to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One day on Sesame Street, we wanted something to eat. Oh, it's fantastic. You've never seen three guys. It's just three guys from Train. And by the way, the lead singer of Train, I think, is 47 years old. Like, he's like really, these guys are really old.
He's like a grandfather.
They look like us. Like if
sure, they've been doing it a while.
Yeah.
And they're hanging out with Muppets and kids.
And they're hanging out with Muppets, and the drummer is, like, so happy to be there. The guitarist is like, I'm not sure about this. And then he, like, eventually gets into it. And the lead singer just has that sad 45-year-old rocker look to him because it's in high def, and, like, you can see his skin. And, like, he's old. You can see that he's, like, coloring his hair.
He's weathered.
Yeah, like, and he's wearing way too... He's got a way too young hairstyle and way too young clothes. And
oh, yeah.
Wesley and Casey love that song. Love it. One day on Sesame Street, we wanted something to eat. A juicy breakfast treat. So good. So good. They don't know what to do with themselves. Almost as good as the... It's almost as good as the Goo Goo Dolls one. Where the bass player from the Goo Goo Dolls, I can't imagine he was allowed around children that day.
Oh, that
like he just looks so bizarrely like a perv. He just does. I'm sorry. He just does. He looks like Kevin Smith. Like he looks like Silent Bob. It's just so good. So anyway, that's why I know One Direction.
Okay, so yeah, that's the stuff that I'm forced to.
Yes. You know what my
Walk the Moon, seriously, check them out.
Okay. You don't have to yell. You don't have to get all upset about it. It's just having
a nice
time.
You know, it was very disappointing.
Calm.
Very disappointing. The the new soundtrack to Hedwig and the Angry Inch, featuring Neil Patrick Harris.
You know, why did you find that to be disappointing when you loved the show so much?
He didn't sing it. He didn't sing the album with the accent. He sang it in an American voice.
Okay.
I think all the performances are by the band, sort of perfunctory. It's a low energy, feels like a rushed project, and I was really disappointed by it.
I could see that. I haven't really listened to it. But that the original cast album with John Cameron Mitchell is so good. I mean, it's just so close to a performance.
Yeah.
That I could see this being a letdown.
Yeah. The energy of that record really, it just jumps out at you. And
the energy of that record is incredible. It really is.
Yeah.
And that was the kind of thing, Cal, where the first I listened to the soundtrack, the original cast recording of Hedwig, before I saw the show, and I wanted to see the show the next day.
Was Neil Patrick Harris in the original cast?
No.
No, right?
No. John Cameron Mitchell played Hedwig, wrote the show with Stephen Trask, and played Hedwig. And it's only a two-character show. I mean, it's just Hedwig and Itzhak.
Yeah.
And Miriam Shore was the original Itzhak. That was the kind of thing where you listen to. I remember the first time I listened to the original cast recording, because you, Peach, had said, we got to go see this. And so take a listen to the recording, and I was like, well, let's go see this tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the music was, it just jumped off the album. Like, you couldn't wait to see it live. So I guess I could see that being a bit of a disappointment. I really like the new Foo Fighters album. Sorry, I do. That's my album of the year. The Sonic Highways album, which was based on the HBO show, which, by the way, is very good. I have about five more episodes to watch. I watched five. I thought it was fantastic. Did you watch Sonic Highways at all, Peach?
In my list. Haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, you're going to love it. It's really... And Grohl... Did you... You didn't, right, Cal? Grohl directed them all.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
I mean, and they're really... Each one is a really well-done, like, little documentary. Oh, really good. Really good.
I love music documentaries. I love
them. And you know the... Did you see Sound City? Or Sun City, Peach? Grohl did the documentary Sound City...
No.
You never watched that? About the board?
Right. No.
I know
what it's about, but I haven't seen
Sound
it
City, about the Neve board and where they recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, you're grounded. You're just grounded.
I know. I have huge gaps. You know this.
How could you own a studio and not have seen this? Oh, you're a terrible. Wow. You have an assignment. Go watch Sound City.
Losing credibility every day.
Yep. Credibility gone. Beef over. But anyway, the premise behind...
Only begun to beef.
The premise behind Sonic Highways is he goes from city to city, and he investigates sort of the musical tradition of that particular city in documentary fashion, and then he records a song there for the album. In like maybe a room that's unique to that city or a studio that's unique to that city, maybe using a local artist. Oh, it's so cool. And so this album was made in all these cities. And these songs were recorded in each different city. And the documentary style is really good. It's really good. Like I watched the Austin one, the New Orleans one, the DC one, I think that's it. I think I'm missing like seven, actually. I think I watched three. And the LA one. Really, really good. They're so good. Oh, you got to check it out. I will put that on as one of my TV shows of the year, even though I only watched four episodes of it. How you like me now?
Wow.
Yep. Good day, sir.
I like having stuff like this to look forward to.
Yes. We should end this. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. It's very late.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about the principal thesis behind Game of Thrones before we go. It should take about 24 to 36 minutes.
Anywhere in that time frame.
I'm going to need about 48 minutes to get through this.
Well, when I practice it in front of the mirror, you know, there are certain rhythms I like to do.
Hey, listen, rhythm is a dancer. It's a soul romancer. You know that. You know that. What are your big plans for New Year's Eve, boys? What do you got?
You're looking at it.
That's it, right?
Sparkling cider.
What are you going to do?
What?
Sparkling cider.
Oh. I thought he said pull an all-nighter.
Going to pull an all-nighter. Become a prize fighter. Going to party
with
Al Leiter.
Rob Schneider.
We're hanging out at home with Dick Clark.
No, you're not.
I don't know how you're going to do that.
That's not going to happen.
I don't know. Once again, has a time machine. He's going to restaurant.
If you're watching The Rock and Eve, it's Dick Clark.
Should I tell him, Cal, or should you?
You know, NBC had the gall to promote the Carson Daly New Year's Eve as a tradition like no other.
What?
Well, in a way, that's true.
I almost fell out of my chair. Did they just say that?
You're right. It is. There's no other tradition like this.
New Year's Eve. Crying out loud.
Certainly correct there. There's definitely not. There's no tradition.
There's one man.
There's no tradition like a Carson Daly tradition.
There's no tradition here, period. So, yeah, Carson, when I think of Carson Daly, I don't think of tradition at all.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
I thought what are you doing for New Year's Eve?
Absolutely nothing.
Who's done the show then?
Hoping to stay awake.
I would like to now invite you both over.
We should do that.
I mean, fun.
Cal's coming solo. His wife and his daughter have strep throat.
So I'm going to leave sick people at home.
You're going to leave
Julia. Don't bring the germs.
You're going to leave Julia in charge.
She's in charge. She's healthy right now. Fine.
PJ, final unload.
The other New Year's tradition, thing that I look forward to very much, don't miss it, of course, the Honeymooners Marathon is coming back.
Oh,
Channel 11, WPIX.
Excellent. Cal, final unload.
We head into the year 2015 with the St. John's Red Storm ranked number 15 in the country. First time they've been this high in 30 years. So I'm pretty excited about that and proud to be from St. John's University.
Is that a country?
The country of St. John's University.
That's awesome. I'm just joking around. That's awesome.
Great. 15.
And my final unload is, hey, 2014, we had ups and downs, especially in the sports realm. I think Cal and I are entitled to a good sports 2015. Nah, I'm just kidding.
What are you, a millennial? You're entitled now?
I just hope it's a fun one.
Because that audience.
Yeah, why don't you quit your job first and then tell me what you're entitled to? Go ahead.
Hey, listen, we just talked about One Direction for 20 minutes.
Those boys are go-getters.
We'll see you next year. Good night, boys.
Good night.
Happy New Year!
This love has taken its toll. Stevie Wonder.
You said it.